This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Movie crews are packing up their gear in Maine this week. They've spent nearly 4 months filming an HBO television adaptation of Richard Russo's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel Empire Falls. The saga about families locked in class warfare is set in central Maine, where Russo once taught college English. He wanted to make the movie in the fading mill towns where the book took shape. From Maine Public Radio, Charlotte Renner reports.
Normally, Skowhegan, Maine is choked with lumber trucks, not movie cameras. The stalwart brick storefronts are often empty. But since mid-September, when Empire Falls came to town, streets have been bustling. For gawkers who gather each day with their cameras, it's been a thrill to spot big stars like Ed Harris and Paul Newman. But when novelist Richard Russo turns up one morning in a blue blazer and khaki pants, he doesn't turn any heads on the street. In fact, he has to introduce himself to a couple of extras out on the sidewalk, having their hair styled.
Hi, I want to meet the beauty school girls. Hi, I'm Richard Russo. How are you?
How are you?
Good to meet you.
We were a little concerned. We didn't know if we were hefty enough for it.
Russo keeps mum about whether the extras are too thin or too fat. But he does have an opinion about the set for the Empire Grill, which the construction crew transformed from a nondescript pizza parlor into an Art Deco diner that supposedly has seen better days. After greeting director Fred Skepsi just inside the door with a bear hug, Russo looks around.
It's actually, I think, in better shape than my Empire Grill, but it's wonderful. Just terrific.
It's actually not in good shape, but it's really hard to beat these things up.
Yeah.
Skepsi points proudly to fresh patches of duct tape on the chrome stools as cameramen begin moving in their equipment for the day. Standing behind the worn Formica counter, Russo has a good view of actor Ed Harris, hunched in a red leatherette booth studying his script. Harris, the star, plays Miles Roby, the downtrodden manager of the grill whose wife is leaving him for a loudmouth fitness instructor. After violence erupts at the local high school, Roby leaves town for a while with his daughter. But in the end, Russo brings him home.
As much as anything else, this is a journey about a man who discovers that his life, where he is his life, and it's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
As the film crew cooks up a mountain of hamburgers needed for multiple takes, Russo sits in on a rehearsal for a scene early in the novel. Miles Roby's romantic rival, Walt Como, swaggers into the grill, singing and flirting with the hair school girls.
Action! Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart.
Portrayed by Dennis Farina, the fitness mogul is convinced that Empire Falls is on the verge of an economic revival. He's wrong. But ironically, the movie is bringing temporary prosperity to Skowhegan's downtown district. In fact, parking is so tight on this day that Russo is wondering whether he should have parked so close to the set.
Interesting to see if I get towed. wouldn't that be a fine how do you do if I get towed in Skowhegan today?
After the rehearsal, Russo heads for the lunch tent and reviews the day's rushes on director Skepsi's laptop computer. They attract almost no attention. But standing beside a banquet table loaded with stuffed pork loin, baked cod, roast potatoes, and chocolate cake, the top brass of Skowhegan's police department prominently poses for a photograph with a few actors as his relatives beam approval. Chief Butch Aslan says having a 100-member movie crew roll into a town of 10,000 people can create a few headaches, and local pride about Russo's Pulitzer Prize only goes so far. But Aslan says there have been benefits, like his new friendship with actor Jimmy Fitchner, who plays a small-town cop.
He's the type of individual that sees me 50 feet away. He comes to me and shakes my hand. You know how impressed I am with that?
Maine's Film Commission is also impressed. The economic impact on the state is estimated at $250,000 a day, and the only black mark has been the arrest of actor Aidan Quinn for alleged drunk driving. HBO plans to air the television movie in 2005. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner.